感谢主的恩典，我们再有一次机会来一起分享主的话。
We thank the Lord's grace that we have another opportunity to share His word.
我们知道主来的日子非常的接近。
We know that the day of the Lord's return is drawing closer.
但愿我们仍有这个机会的时候，我们抓紧机会来满足主的心。
While we still have the opportunity, let us grab hold of the opportunity to please the Lord.
好像玛利亚那样，当主要钉十字架以前，他能够把香膏及时的交在主自己的身上，来预备他的安葬。
Just like Mary, who took the opportunity before the Lord Jesus' crucifixion, that she was able to pour the ointment on the Lord Jesus to prepare for his burial.
虽然当他安葬的时候，有人用几百斤的香膏来膏主的身子。
Even though when Jesus was to be buried, people wanted to embalm him with 100 pounds of precious perfume.
但是当主最需要的时候，当别人都不知道的时候，或者别人不了解的时候，今天我们的主其实在我们身上，在我们当中，他有期待。
Actually, while we're still unaware of it, the Lord Jesus actually have his expectation in each one of us.
昨天我们讲过，为什么伯大尼这个地方主是那么喜欢，那么愿意去那里。
Last time we shared that Bethany is such a wonderful place that the Lord Jesus really loved to go.
在路加福音24章最末了的时候，
In Luke chapter 24, at the end of Luke chapter 24,
主升天以前，
Before the Lord Jesus ascended,
他还把他的门徒带到那里去。
He also brought his disciples to Bethany.
我不知道大家读圣经有没有留意这一段。
I'm not sure when you read the scripture, you discover that portion of the scripture.
他是从伯大尼对面那里上升。
He actually ascended to heaven, at the place near Bethany.
我自己有一个感觉，我说是不是这样呢？
And I, when I read it, I say, is it really so?
好像主还舍不得那个地方。
As if the Lord Jesus is still don't want to leave Bethany, this place.
因为在那个地方，他曾经最孤单、最末了要上耶路撒冷被杀之前，他多少次在那里得着安息，得着安慰。
Because before Jesus was taken away to be crucified, he was able to receive comfort, and his heart was pleased at that place called Bethany.
好像他舍不得，但他离开地上的时候，他还要回去看一看。
So as if he did not want to leave that place, so while before he ascended to heaven,He returned to that place for a last look before he departed.
我又在想，他还带着他的门徒到哪里去？
And then he brought his disciples to that place.
然后从那里上升回到父那里去。
And from that place he ascended to return to the Father.
他是不是要告诉他的门徒？
As if he's telling his disciples,
我是在这里得着安慰，得着安息。得着满足的地方。
Here is a place I found rest. Here is a place I was satisfied. Here is a place I was comforted.
你们要学这里的样式。
So you must learn what you have saw in this place.
我不知道主当时的心是怎么样。
I'm not sure how the Lord was feeling as he was departing this place.
我们昨天讲过，当他要被杀之前，当政治宗教最厉害的逼迫主 人都不敢接近他的时候。
We mentioned that at the height of the political and religious persecutions, when people dare not associate themselves with Jesus.
这个曾经长大麻风得医治的西门，把他的家打开，摆设宴席，接待主，也接待主所接待的。
And yet there was a man called Simon who was formerly a leper. He was able to open up his house to receive the Lord and all his disciples and friends.
今天很多人，我们服侍主，我们接待主，是因为我们方便，是因为我们喜乐，或者是有外地来的弟兄，我不是说叫你们不要接待我啊，但是大家就是很欢迎很喜乐的。
And I'm not sure when you serve today. Do you serve because it was convenient to do so? Or because we have overseas speakers coming and you like to be showing hospitality to them and so forth?
接待主在那个时刻是付多少的代价，冒多少的危险，给家里带来多么的难处，还有很多的后果，他没有顾惜。
To give hospitality to the Lord Jesus at that time was very risky. He basically risking his family's safety, his own safety, and there are some future consequences that he may not have thought of. Yet he opened up his house to the Lord.
拉撒路坐在筵席上，一句话也没有说。
So Lazarus.Was on the feast table with the Lord Jesus. He did not say anything.
他在那里就是默默无声的坐在那里，许多人就因着他而信了耶稣。
And Lazarus sitting together with the Lord Jesus quietly at the table, but many people believe in the Lord because of him.
因为他在那里就是复活生命的见证。
Because here he was.A testimony of resurrection life.
他在那里就是见证出什么是神的爱。
There he was testifying what is the love of God.
今天我们坐在这里，我们坐在主饼杯桌子的跟前，弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到你就是神爱的标本，复活生命的见证？
So brother and sister, when you sit before the cup and the bread every Sunday,Have you ever thought about you yourself? It's a symbol of God's love. He's a symbol of His power of resurrection.
这个不是一个习惯。
It is not a habit.
不是一个我们要吃饼喝杯好像是蒙祝福一样。
It is not something that we do in order to be blessed.
你坐在那里就是一个见证。
You're sitting there before the cup and the bread. You are a testimony, a witness.
很多时候我们看到年轻人他不喜欢跟我们这些老头子在一起。
Sometimes we felt that young people do not really want to spend time, too much time with us old people.
但如果他看到，如果他不在的话，那你就没有一个真正家的见证。
But without those young people among us or the old people together with them,There is no testimony of a family.
当他愿意付这个代价坐在那里的时候
So when the young people willing to pay the price to sit together with the old people,
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个就带出家，带出爱，带出神在地上说你们是基督的身体这一个时期。
And then if they can do that, then it really show forth the house of God and how it should be. And there is love and there's testimony and that we are witnesses for God in this earth.
他虽然没有讲一句话。
So Lazarus did not say anything.
但是他在那里就叫许多人生命得着供应。
But he was there at the table and he supplied life to those who saw him there.
今天有人说聚会多我一个也不多，少我一个也不少。
And some people say, well, the meeting has many people. If I'm not there or if I'm there, did not make much difference.
但是我告诉你，你是基督身体上的一部分。
But I must tell you that you are part of the body of Christ.
如果你不在那里，
If you are not there,
那个见证就有了一个缺口。
Then that testimony has something lacking to it.
今天我们要交通到，我们都说伯大尼那里不是因为那个地方特别，是因为有四个能够满足主心的人。
We mentioned that mentioned yesterday that Bethany is not special because it is a nice place, but it's because there are four people that make the difference.
我们也昨天提过，这四个人其实都是很平凡的人。
And that four people, they are actually quite common people.
没有像你们这里这么多精英在这里啊。
There's not like the elite of people represented here.
今天很多弟兄姊妹都喜欢看到弟兄姊妹，哦，我们这里是北大的、清华的，那哦，我们这里精英多得不得了，我觉得很骄傲，我们这里啊。
And sometimes some people even say, "Oh, we have brother and sister who graduated from a very famous university gathering here, so we are really proud of them. They are the elite."
我们感谢主，主得着一些人啊。
We thank God that God can gain people from wherever they come from.
但是多少时候主用的一些人是非常平凡的人。
But actually, a lot of the time when God used people, those people are very common.
所以我们今天我们就看马大和玛利亚这两位。
So today, tonight we're going to look at Martha and Mary.
我们再把昨天曾经读过的两段圣经，我们再来读一下啊。
We'll read again some of the scripture we read last night.
是路加福音第三十八章，路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节。好不好？还是把这一段读一下。
We again read Luke chapter 10 verse 38 to 42.
我们一起来读中英文都可以啊。
We read in both languages.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。我们再翻到约翰福音第十二章。
And then we turn to John's Gospel chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章，我们还是从第一节读到十一节。
And we read again from verse 1 to verse 11.
于月节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏摸主耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加洛人犹大，说：这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说：由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看了。但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去就信了耶稣。好，我们圣经就读在这里，我们有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你给我们 在你迟延没有回来以前，再一次聚在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you that while you tarry, we can meet together before you.
但愿晚上，你借着你的话，向我们每个人心中的深处，主啊，来显现。
Lord, may you appear to us in your words.
但愿叫我们再一次经历，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Let us all experience that your word is spirit and is life.
叫我们一同聚集的时候，因着你的同在，我们被你开启，被你完全的俘虏。
So as we gather together because of your promise that you are with us, that we may be guided, that our minds may be opened by you.
帮助讲的、翻的跟听的每一个弟兄姊妹。
May you help the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's precious name, Amen.
Amen. 我们昨天讲过，在福音书里面记载起码有七次或者八次，主耶稣到伯大尼这个地方。
In the book of the Gospels, we saw that there are 7 or 8 times that the Lord Jesus visited Bethany, this place.
刚才我们所读过的两段圣经，就是主耶稣第一次跟第三次到伯大尼所发生的事情。
And the two scriptures we read just now was the first and the third visits that the Lord Jesus went.
我们特别首先来看看马大这位姊妹。
So let us first look at Martha, this sister.
在第一次，就是路加福音第十章，主耶稣在伯大尼的时候，我们在这里看到是马大接主到自己的家中。
So in chapter 10 of Luke, we saw the first visit that Jesus made to Bethany. Martha welcomed him to her house.
我们看到他是一个非常有爱心接待而且认识主的人。
So we knew that she is a sister who knows the Lord and she also very warm and hospitable.
她把主接到她的家里去。
She welcomed him into her house.
她要好好的来招待她的主。
She wants to be very hospitable to this Lord.
然后就说她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听她讲。
And the word mentioned that she has a sistercalled Mary, and Mary was sitting quietly before the Lord Jesus' feet.
然后十章四十节那里就形容了马大。
And chapter 10 verse 40 mentioned or described Martha, this person.
说马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说，主啊，我妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请你吩咐啊。他来帮助我。
So Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择，那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.But one thing is needed, and Mary had chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
那到了第三次，主到伯大尼，就是约翰福音十二章。
And the third time when the Lord Jesus came to Bethany, which is at John chapter 12.
那里中文只用四个字来讲到马大。
And in Chinese, only 4 letters.Describe Martha.
英文可能是两个字啊，马大伺候。
And in English, it's even shorter. It's Martha serve.
我们来思想，马大在路加福音第十章跟约翰福音十二章，我看他做的事情可能差不多。
And if I look at Martha, perhaps the things that she has to do.In chapter 10 of Luke, will probably be as much as she did in chapter 12 of John.
我相信 到了约翰十二章，他可能做的事情更多，因为有那么更多的客人来了。
Because
耶稣还带着他的门徒们。
In chapter 12, actually, the Lord Jesus brought all his disciples with him. So perhaps the things that Martha need to take care would be much more than in chapter 10 of Luke.
但是如果你看这两幅图画，好像就完全不一样。
But then you saw two complete pictures of Martha in those two scriptures.
路加第十章那里主好像有一些甚至责备他的话。
In Luke chapter 10, even there were some words of rebuke from the Lord.
马擦伺候的事多，心里忙乱，然后跟主来打小报告。
Martha was distracted with much serving, so she came to the Lord and to give him a little report, a complaint.
其实我们从一个角度来讲呢，我们很多时候大家都对于马大打抱不平啊。
And many of us felt was unfair that Martha should be saddled with all the burden of serving alone.
因为我们实在发现，在每一个教会里面，每一个聚会当中，都需要很多马大，对不对？
Actually, we knew that in every assembly, every meeting place, we need more of Martha.
如果没有马大，我们就没有饭吃了。
Without Martha, we had nothing to eat.
没有马大，我们的厕所可能进不去了，很臭啊。
Without Martha, perhaps many of our toilets cannot be used because it'll be too smelly.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们看到，我们需要有很多人有服侍。
So yes, we do need many people to serve.
而且我们也看到，在许多聚会里面，有很多的马大都是像路加福音第十章的马大。
And then we saw also in many places there are many Marthas who serve like the Martha in chapter 10 of Luke.
但我这一次愿意跟大家交通，当你看到到了约翰福音十二章里面的马大，我相信他做很多的事情，但是他没有声音，主的话就是那里那么明显的纪念马大伺候。
So in chapter 12, John, perhaps he was doing even more things.But she was quietly doing them. And the Bible mentioned her. The Lord mentioned her. Say, Martha, serve.
我相信路加十章里面的马大呀，一边做一边生气。
I can imagine that Martha in Luke chapter 10, while she was serving, she was boiling with anger.
因为她心里忙乱。主已经告诉他
Because it says that she was distracted with much serving.
有因为许多的事情思虑烦扰。
Because of many things she wanted to take care of, she became quite distracted.
但是到了约翰十二章里面的马大呢
But when we come to John chapter 12, we saw the different Martha there.
那里是一个非常美丽叫主得满足的一幅图画。
And there was a very beautiful picture that really pleased the Lord.
分别在哪里？
What was the difference?
我们都知道，当中经过了约翰福音十一章。
Because they have all experienced chapter 11 of John.
我们知道约翰福音十一章，大家都记得很清楚，是拉撒路从死里复活的这件事情。
Because John chapter 11 recorded the incident that Lazarus.Was resurrected from the dead.
复活的生命是显在拉撒路的身上，对不对？
So the life, the resurrection life expressed through Lazarus.
但是复活生命的见证，马大、玛利亚，他们都是亲身经历的。
And the testimony of this resurrection life was personally experienced by Mary and Martha.
虽然主那个时候。还没有上十字架，主还没有复活，圣灵还没有降临，可能他们的领会还是有限度的。
Even though the Lord Jesus was yet to be crucified, yet to resurrected from the dead, yet to ascended or come down or send the Holy Spirit down, their understanding could be limited.
我实在相信他们是亲身经历他们的兄弟这样在主的身上，在他里面，他里面实在。给他有一个悟性，叫他晓得什么叫做复活的生命。
But they have saw with their own eyes their own brother Lazarus being raised from the dead, So they have some understanding of what it means to have resurrection life.
所以我们可以很清楚地相信。
So we know that.
第一次，路加福音十章的马大心里忙乱，到了约翰福音十二章的马大，马大伺候，这个光景完全不同，是因着复活的生命，他经历了，他见证了。
So the difference.That between Luke chapter 10, the Martha who served and trouble, and the Martha who served in chapter 12 of John is totally different because she experienced resurrection life in chapter 11 of John.
弟兄姊妹，今天你可以在教会里面，在家庭里面，在你单位里面，你做同样的事情。
So brother and sister, you can be in the church, in the office, at home. You may be doing the same things.
但是你是在亚当的旧生命里面做，你还是靠着耶稣基督的新生命在那里做同样的事情。
But are you doing those things with your old life in Adam, or are you doing those things in the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, His new life?
有一次我到东岸，到刘志雄弟兄他们那个聚会，他们有不同的团契，正好我只有星期二在那里。他们有一个团契叫做新马大团契。
And I went to Brother Peter Liu's gathering one time in the East Coast, and they had many gatherings. I was only there on Tuesday. They actually have a gathering called the New Martyrs Ministry.
啊，正好那一次我就要跟他们讲这一段。
And I was there at that time to give them a message based on this scripture.
你们知不知道你们为什么叫新马大团契啊？
So I asked them, "Do you know why you are called the New Martyrs?"
我相信你们是约翰福音十二章里面的马大。
Because I believe it should be the Martyrs of John chapter 12.
是新的
，a new one，
新的生命
，new life，
复活的生命
，resurrection life。
弟兄姊妹。我刚才讲，今天我们在聚会里面，我们需要马大。
Francis, I mentioned that in every gatherings we need masters.
当然服事并不一定是要姊妹啊，但是一般来讲都是姊妹比较勤劳，弟兄比较懒惰，所以很多服事是你们做的啊。
Actually, of course, serving shouldn't be limited to sisters, but we've discovered that brothers probably a bit lazier than sisters. There are more sisters who are serving.
感谢主，在我们聚会里面的。在厨房里面做饭的都是弟兄啊，所以我们感谢主，有男马大。
In our assembly, actually, all the cooks in the kitchen, they are all male, they are all brothers, so we have male masters in our church.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要服事。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to serve today.
或者是我们需要很多事务上有弟兄姊妹在那里服事。
There are many matters in the church to be taken care of, and we need brothers and sisters to serve.
但是我们需要用复活的生命，有复活生命经历认识的马大在服事。
But we need masters who have knowledge of the resurrection life and be able to serve in that capacity.
你知道，在厨房里面一忙乱啊，你现在厨房那个大厨的脾气都不好的。讲的话都不好听的啊。
And we know how busy a kitchen can be, especially the main cook. Sometimes they may be temperamental.
我不知道你们那边，在我们那边呢，厨房只有一个大厨，其他都要 shut up， 都要闭嘴的。
And I'm not sure about you, but in where I came from, there's only one main cook. Everyone will have to listen to him.
然后呢，一忙起来呀，这个脸色都不好看的啊。
And usually when he's busy, and then he won't look good.
有的时候我是觉得，有的时候我觉得也是很难为，因为在厨房里面忙乱是很辛苦的啊。
And I sometimes have compassion on him because I know that it's not easy to serve in the kitchen.
但是多少时候，我们看到，当我们这样来服侍的时候，到底能不能够？显出身体的配搭，基督身体的美丽。
But sometimes I do question that when we come together to serve, do we show off the beauty of the members of the body of Christ, or the body of Christ and as we serve the Lord. Sometimes we say, okay, going up to the pulpit to preach or to translate or even playing pianos, just our sister play tonight, can really spiritually lead us into the spirit of worship. Praise the Lord for that.
我以前的观念就是说，事务性的跟属灵的服事是不一样的。
In the past, I thought that serving in works, in our exterior works, and serving in spiritual things are two different things.
但是慢慢慢慢我领会。
But slowly, I understood.
在教会里面，所有的服事，所有的工作，都是属灵的。
In the church, every single ministry, every single work that we do should be spiritual.
我们当中有个弟兄，他在台湾住了六年，他一直是在教会的会所里面，做学生的时候就住在那里。
There was a brother who lived in a meeting place in Taiwan for 6 years. While he was still a student, he started living in the meeting place.
他们那个聚会呢，那个时候年长的弟兄非常多，年轻人不多。
In those years, there are many older brothers in the church. There are very few younger brothers.
主日早上啊，因为他住在会所，这年轻人都是睡懒觉的啊，还没有就是这些。年长的弟兄很早就来教会，来会所里面来服侍，他还在是睡觉。
So, being a young person, he always like to sleep in. But all the older people come very early to church to begin serving them.
那他不好意思醒来，看看他们在做什么。
So he woke up and then he tried to find out what they are doing.
看到这些年长的弟兄姊妹啊，在那里摆凳子。
Then he saw all the old people, old brothers and sisters were setting up the chairs.
而且不像我们年轻人做得很快，他们慢慢在那里做。
They are not like the young people who can do it very quickly. They just slowly setting up the table and the chairs.
而且台湾这个灰尘很多啊，他们还在擦凳子。
And then because Taiwan being a busy place, there are many dust. So these old people slowly wiping the chairs.
后来他就发现这些老弟兄老姊妹为什么慢慢的在那里做还在擦
And then he discovered later on why are these old brothers and sisters are doing it so slowly setting up the chairs and then wiping the chairs
原来他们不单单在那里擦凳子他们还一边做一边祷告
Actually they were setting up the chairs and wiping slowly because they were actually praying as they do
他还为今天坐在这张凳子上的弟兄姊妹或者福音朋友来祷告求主得着他们
They were praying because they prayed for the brothers and the non-believers who may be sitting on the chairs that day so that God can gain them
弟兄姊妹，这个对他的一生，这个弟兄影响很大。
So this what he saw actually affected his brother a lot.
这个弟兄现在跟我在一起服侍，我们两个在教会里面负主要的责任。
So this young brother now serving together with me in where I was, and we both spend a lot of time serving the Lord together.
你洗厕所。不是为了没有人洗你去洗
You wash the toilet not because no one else would like to do it so you did it
但有可能也是这样啊
It could be like that
有人要去做
Someone has to do it
但是如果是约翰福音十二章的马大他不单就摆厕所洗干净解决问题他还说我这样做是为了今天来使用的弟兄姊妹或者福音朋友，他们得着 好的环境，他们在这里能够看到神在家里面的美丽，叫他们这些人得着生命里面的成长。
So, but if the brothers and sisters who wash the toilet and say, I'll do this, so that the brothers or sisters or the non-believers coming to the church can have a comfortable environment to use this place, and that God may bless them through that.
如果你一边煮饭一边生气，
but if you are cooking and then boiling in anger at the same time,
没有人做，每个礼拜都是我做，哎呀。
You say that nobody want to do this, only I'm doing this.
你们这些弟兄们只会上讲台讲属灵的道理。
And all these brothers, they only know how to go out and preach.
我告诉你，煮那个饭呢，也不会很好吃。
I can tell you the dishes you cook will not taste nice.
如果你觉得弟兄姊妹，你是爱弟兄姊妹，你愿意他们能够得着好的供应，你愿意他们借着在饭食的时候能够有美好的交通，你愿意他们吃过你的煮的饭，叫他们能够身体健康。弟兄姊妹，你看到你一边做一边笑啊，一边有满足的喜乐啊。
So brothers and sisters, but as you cook, you say, I'm cooking this for the Lord. I want to cook so that brothers and sisters can enjoy the delicious food and have good fellowship over the table, so that they may be blessed by God. So brothers and sisters, if you think like that, then as you cook, you will smile and you will be rejoicing.
怎么能够变成这样的新马大呢？
So how can we become a new master like that?
你知道我呢，这个人呢，一辈子都没有做过什么运动。
Do you know, I am, as a person, I have never participated in any sport in my whole life.
当我六十岁的时候，
When I was 60 years old,
我们当中有个弟兄，他是个 chiropractor, 是给我看病的，这个看脊椎神经科的医生，他就是强迫我，
And,
他说你这样搞下去，不行了， you have to do something.
There was a brother who was a chiropractor, and he was actually looking at my condition and said, you got to do something, you can't go on like this.
他就介绍我到这个 gym, 而且给我找了一个 trainer.
So he sent me to a gym and then introduced me to a trainer.
而且呢 make sure 我要每个星期付钱给他去做运动。
And making sure that
他没有替我付啊，
I will pay the money to get this trainer to train me every week.
所以我到现在呢，我还站得很直啊，这跟这个弟兄的爱心有关系啊。每个礼拜我去一次，还要给他50块钱呢，已经给我减价了。
So today I can still standing straight because of this brother's advice. So every week I have to go see this trainer and spend $50 to get some training done.
啊，那我觉得他其中一开始呢，就看看我，来看看我们这些老头子啊怎么样运动。他就是，他说就是是，他讲了一件事情，我觉得对我有帮助啊。
And before we start, this trainer actually looked at me and see how I move and so forth. And then he said one thing that was very helpful to me.
他说你的膝盖有没有问题
？He asked, "Is your knees?
我说
Does your knees have any problems?"
有，还不太严重。
I said, "I do have some problems, but not too serious yet."
他说你要注意。
He said you must pay attention to it.
你要上下楼梯的时候啊，你要 activate your muscle.
And he said that when you go up and down the stairs, you must activate your muscles.
也就是说你要，这个话什么意思呢？就是你要用一点劲啊，就是把那个肌肉啊，就是要你这个要 consciously, 你不要这样。
He said you need to activate your muscle and walk with a purpose rather than just lazily dragging your foot forward.
他说你上下楼梯啊，如果你不用你的肌肉来扶持 support 你的话，你是用你的骨头上下楼梯，你的早晚你的膝盖骨头出问题。
He said if you do not walk with your muscles supporting your body.Then all your bones will be doing all the work, and eventually your knees will have problem.
所以后来我就学习哦，当我要走路起来，我要就是挺着胸，缩着肚子，用肌肉还走上下楼梯。哦，就发现就不一样了啊。
So I discovered that every time I walk, I had to purposely straighten my body and walk with all the muscles in my body. And I find that it makes a huge difference.
啊，我突然就讲到属灵的事情。
And I can link that to a spiritual thing.
我们有没有基督的生命？
Do we have the life of Christ in us?
我们有没有复活的生命？
Do we have the resurrection life in us?
哦，我们读经祷告要讲到，哎呀， activate 我们属灵的生命，拼命的祷告啊，要考试了也要祷告啊，有什么问题也要好好祷告。我们真是哦，来到主的跟前，我们是用复活的生命啊。
Or we are going to preach. Therefore, we do something spiritual. We have to make sure that we pray and we really exercise and to concentrate to use our spiritual power to do all those work.
你看到很多时候我们属灵出问题啊，都是因为我们轻轻松松，不在意，在那里不知不觉，我们肉体呀、败坏呀、罪恶呀、得罪弟兄啊，很不浪出来了。
But we find that sometimes we became relaxed and we find that we become lazy. We even sin against our brother, offending our brothers. Everything humblang came out.
Humblang, 对。弟兄姊妹，今天复活的生命在我们里面。
Brother and sister, the resurrection life is in us.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
但是当我们服侍的时候，
But when we serve,
我们说哦，属灵的事情，哎呀，我不行啊，我要好好的祷告啊，我现在不能靠自己。煮饭，对我来讲，这是很轻松的事情。
Or if I have to do something spiritual, then I have to pray carefully and prepare myself. Cooking, no problems. I don't need to worry about it.
在教会里面做这个做那个、哦、我们都是很自然的就做了吧。
And setting up chairs, doing things, this and that, no problem, we just do it.
我刚才讲过，在教会里面任何的工作，任何的服事都是属灵的。
But I just said, every single thing that you do in the church should be spiritual, big or small.
不单单你这样看，神这样看，还有呢魔鬼撒旦也这样看。
Not only you should treat it like that, even the Lord treat it like that. Even Satan will look at you and observe that.
弟兄姊妹彼此的相交，彼此的相爱，弟兄姊妹不是用天然的爱，那是要用神的爱。
Brothers and sisters, to have fellowship with one another, to love one another, it's not you using your natural love within you, but using God's love to do that.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ should be our life.
复活的生命在我们的里面。
The resurrection life is in us.
我们在教会里面任何的服事，弟兄姊妹，都是一个属灵的工作。
So every single thing that we do in church should be a spiritual service to the Lord.
而且我们知道是谁，我们昨天讲过，教会是谁的
？Who did the church belong to？
是主的。
The church belonged to the Lord。
谁在建立、建造神的教会
？Who is building the Lord the church？
主耶稣说：“我要建造我的教会。
”The Lord Jesus said, "I will build my church."
而且马上就说：“阴间的权势不能胜过他。
”Then he said, "The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it."
在这个你有没有领会到一件事，什么时候有属灵的建造，什么时候马上就带出属灵的征战，阴间的权势主就说了，说不能胜过他。
So every time we talk about spiritual service, the same time the opposition from the spiritual darkness will come to oppose it.
我告诉你，你可以在家里煮饭，你可以在教会里煮饭，这是这两件是不同的。
So you can cook at home, you can cook in church. It's as if they are like two different things.
因为多少时候，什么时候你在那里有属灵的服事，什么时候那里都有属灵的征战。
Whenever we have spiritual service, they will have spiritual warfare happening at the same time.
阴间的权势是不能胜过复活的生命。
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against the resurrection life.
但是阴间的权势多少时候会在我们这些属血气的人身上产生了破坏。
But the gates of Hades sometimes cause so much damages to us who are of the flesh.
当我们在服侍的时候
When we serve the Lord,
可能我们做的是同样的事情。
We may be doing the same work.
但是因为是为了神的家，为了弟兄姊妹所做的，你在那里就要特别的警醒。
But because it's for the house of God, because we are doing this for the brothers and sisters, we must be especially watchful as we serve.
有的时候，我在聚会里面，我们聚会每个主日也是。有爱言，有简单的午饭。
And in our assembly, we also have love feast that every Sunday.
有的时候啊，这个服侍的人厨房一忙起来呀、啊，那个脸色不好看的。
So the cook sometimes has a long face because he was too busy.
弟兄姊妹服侍的时候啊，一忙起来呀、啊，有时候就脸色也不好看的。
And I'm sure that some of the helpers have the same problem too.
那我们呢是排队去拿饭的。
And we all have to line up, queue up to take the dishes.
那个服侍的人如果他不高兴啊，那个脸色不好看啊，你去拿饭好像是要饭的像。
So if the person who is serving you dish and rice, if they are not happy,When you go and get the rice and the dishes, as if we are the beggar begging from them.
但是如果很多时候，特别是在福音聚会啊，我们都是蛮有爱心的啊。
But sometimes in the gospel gathering, we are full of love for the gospel friends.
你看到那些弟兄姊妹把这个饭送到这些弟兄姊妹跟前啊，你里面是有一种感谢、温馨、神家的感觉。
And sometimes brothers and sisters are serving you so well that even take the rice and the dishes all the way to your table and let you have it. We felt that there is a home, a sense of home there.
你在那里，你做那一个服事，我告诉你，你在那把神的爱，把教会的建造，就是做着这一个服事，弟兄姊妹，他就得着供应，他就得着建造。福音朋友就碰到耶稣的爱在那里。
So, brothers and sisters, when you're serving this with love, then others people who have been served, they can sense that this is the love of God, this is God's home, and the gospel friend can sense that this is the love of the Christian.
如果在讲台上讲的这么拼命啊，还有用？我告诉你们。
Yes, I may be preaching and proclaiming the gospel.And it may be useful because of what those brothers and sisters did later.
教会是要各尽其职，各方靠他联络的合适，就能够渐渐在爱里面增长，在爱中建立自己。
So the church, because of love, needed and growing together, and they're slowly growing up in love.And then it became the testimony and of the Lord's body, and then it will be proclaiming His own glory.
是配搭。
So we are needed together.
各房靠他们是说肢体。我们在我以弗所书第四章那里讲的非常的美丽啊。
In Ephesians chapter 4 actually describe it very beautifully.
说教会有很多的恩赐啊，有使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师，然后他们呢，是为要成全圣徒，各按其职建立基督的身体。
So the church had many gifts, many people with gifts like apostles, teachers, evangelists, and so forth, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
十六节说全身靠他，靠着主。复活的生命联络的合适 百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom, which refers to the resurrection Lord, the whole body joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
弟兄姊妹，今天的难处，教会不够成长，不是因为你知道有是一千两是吧？有两千两，有五千两啊的恩赐啊。
So the church today becomes stagnant, cannot grow up. It's not because those people have one talent, two talent, or five talents.
五千两的那个恩赐呢，没有问题。
And though the person with the five talents, he has no problems.
很多时候就是说，我没有什么大的恩赐，我并不重要。但是我告诉你，多大的恩赐只不过是五千，多小的恩赐是一千，没有八千的啊。
But you look at the talents that they have, the greatest that they have is five, the least that they have is one. There's no huge difference. There's no one who has eight talents.
你看到吗？每个人最少都是一千。
So at least you have one talent.
教会为什么需要这么多的人在服侍？
So why did the church need so many people to serve?
啊，在我们当中呢，我想你们也可能是一样啊，所有的事情都是弟兄姊妹在做。
And in our church, I'm sure it's the same here that there are many brothers and sisters doing all the work.
很多时候其实很简单嘛，你花一点钱请清洁公司帮你们清洁就好了嘛。大家都不用这么麻烦。
And sometimes we think that, oh, maybe it's easier we get a cleaners here, professional cleaners to do the cleaning, then we don't have to be so busy.
但我不是说一定不好，但是我们觉得借着服侍，借着配搭，叫我们能够成长。
I'm not saying that it's not necessarily bad, but I think through serving together,That means that we can have partnership with one another, that we have the opportunity to grow.
因为圣经里面的原则是要告诉我们要各尽其职，而且要成全圣徒，这样呢，教会才能给建立起来。
He said that for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
复活的生命在你的里面。
The resurrection life is in you.
你要用它。
You need to use it.
你要活它。
You need to live it out.
你不要只是坐在那里睡觉。
Not just sitting there, falling asleep.
同样，在教会里面，我们也希望更多弟兄姊妹进到服事的里面。
And therefore, in the church, that's why we are hoping more brothers and sisters can enter into the service or into ministry.
而且这些年长的，他们所做的是要成全圣徒。叫他们各尽其职。
And the older people, the older saints, the mature saints, they are to be equipping the saints for the work of ministry, for edifying them.
我跟你们讲一点我的这个一点这个糗的故事啊。
糗，
什么叫做糗啊？就是不太
丑
啊。Awkward.
Okay. There you go. awkward. I want to share an awkward story about myself.
我现在有到很多地方去呢，别人说，哎，我见过你。
And whenever I go to some place, someone say, yeah, I know who you are. I saw you before.
因为呢，他们在很多 video 上面看到我给江弟兄翻译。
And many of them saw me translating for Brother Stephen Kong.
我告诉你啊。我第一次啊，在一个大聚会里面，做翻译的时候的一个故事。
Let me tell a story about me being a translator in a big gathering of believers.
我忘了是93年还是95年在台北远东侍奉特会。
I forgotten whether it's 93 or 1995 in the Far East Service Conference in Taiwan.
那个时候我刚刚出来服侍主啊。
At that time, I just started to come out to serve the Lord.
那第一天聚会晚上，我坐在那个吴和熙弟兄的后边，他一回过头来就看到我。
The first night I was sitting behind Brother Hosea Wu, and he turned over and he saw me.
然后他就跟江弟兄在那，他说我们明天这个下午啊，是一个美国弟兄讲，讲两次啊，第二次天跟第四天，他说我们还没有找到翻译，哎，一看到我，哎，叫这个Eric 翻译好不好？
And Brother Hosea was saying to Brother Stephen Kong, saying that tomorrow, the next 2 days, 2 afternoon, we have American brother speaking. We have yet to find a translator. How about Eric? Maybe he can do it.
那个时候我从来没有给这些美国人翻译过。
At that time, I have never translated for any Americans, Native Americans.
问我，你看看好不好？等一下告诉我。
And then they asked me to think about it, and then. To let them know whether that is workable.
那我呢？这个时候胆子也很大啊。
That time I was quite brave. I was young.
那我就去问另外一个年长的弟兄，我说：“他们叫我给他翻译，你觉得我行不行啊？”
So I asked another older brother. Say they asked me to be a translator. Do you think I can do it?
那个年长弟兄告诉我：“哎呀，美国弟兄们讲道一般都很简单，没有问题。”
And then this older brother said to me, American brothers, they are quite simple messages. Don't worry, you'll be all right.
所以我第二天我就去。
So the next day I went up and translate.
这个美国弟兄一点都不简单，他从大先知就讲到小先知。
But this American brother, he is not simple. He actually preached about the major prophets and then also talk about the minor prophets.
哎呀，我在上面呢，这个脸呢，从红到白，非常 embarrassed。
So I was very embarrassed. My face turned from red to white. I was really in trouble.
最难过的是我下个讲台有一个台湾的弟兄来跟我握手。他说，因为他不会听英文，他说弟兄啊，你翻译的真好啊。
And after I finished translating, there was a Taiwanese brother who understood not a word of English. Said to me, "Oh, brother, you did a very good translation."
那我马上就去找。找吴和熙弟兄，我说你看我这个实在是搞不定了，那第二堂你就不要叫我翻译了，现在有很多人来了。
And then I went to see Brother Hosea, brother, you know that I can't do it, so just find a replacement for the next session.
你知道这个吴和熙弟兄的是，吴和熙，我们看看再说，I talk to the brothers.他说我跟弟兄们，跟江弟兄谈谈。
And Hosea just like his usual self, he said, "Oh, we'll see about it. We'll talk to the brothers."
他说第二天他就告诉我，他说 Brother Kong say you're going up tomorrow. 他说明天还是你上去。
Next day he said to me, Brother Kong has said that you need to go up again tomorrow.
你知道那一次对我影响很大。
Do you know that?Actually has a great impact in me.
那我当然第二次呢，我就好好先认罪悔改，不要以为美国弟兄讲道很简单。
So the second time before I go out, I confess my sins and I did not try to look down on the American brother.
然后好好的祷告，依靠主。
And I really pray and trusted the Lord and rely on the Lord.
但是我觉得我学到最大的功课是什么呢？
But what was the greatest lesson I learned at that time?
这些年长的弟兄们，他们看成全一个年轻的弟兄比看工作更重要。
These older brothers, they thought that it's more important to help this younger brother than the actual work itself.
因为你知道，如果我第二天不上去，我以后都不敢上去。
To tell the truth, that if I did not go up on the stage the second day, I perhaps will not go on the stage again.
感谢主，靠着主的恩典，第二天上去比一天有进步啊。
But thank the Lord that there was I had some improvement on the second day.
但是我从那个时候我就开始觉得，在教会里面的服事未必是要把工作做得 perfect 那么漂亮。
So what I learned is that in the church. It's not that we should perform every single ministry work to the perfection.
我们是借着服事来成全圣徒。
But through serving, that we may be edifying the saints, we may complete the saints.
我们叫这些弟兄姊妹，他们有机会去 exercise, 去用他们里面复活的生命来在服事上显出他那一份而得着造就。
So when we give opportunity for brothers and sisters to serve, they can show, manifest the work or the gift that God has given to each one of them.
马大到约翰福音十二章就没有说什么。
So in chapter 12 of John, the Lord did not say anything about Martha except
但是这说马大伺候这是对他的服事的一个肯定。
Except to say that Martha served, that is the greatest reckoning of her value as a servant.
马大再没有去告状，再没有去投诉，再没有去忙忙乱乱。我相信他服事的是有满足的喜乐。
So Martha serving this time without complaining, without worrying, without busying with too many things. So we can see that Martha perhaps served with a great joy within her.
因为她经历了，看到了，见证了从死里复活的生命是怎么一回事。
Because she saw, she experienced, she testified of the resurrection life that can give her brother life.
今天这个复活的生命在你的里面，在我的里面，我们有没有让他活，还是让我们的血气，我们的亚当在那里活？
So today, the same resurrection life is within us, is within you. Do we allow this resurrection life to live out of us, or do we let the old life of Adam live out of us?
玛利亚
Mary,
大家非常熟悉的
Everyone is familiar with Mary.
我可能你们都会讲，所以我都不知道要讲什么，因为你们都太熟悉了这个故事。
Perhaps all of you could stand up here and preach about Mary, because you're all familiar with the story. I'm not sure what to share that is make any difference.
但是我告诉你，玛利亚在那里，主对她讲的话，实在是给我们很多的提醒。
But actually, the words that the Lord spoke to Mary should be a great reminder to all of us.
在这里，第路加福音第十章已经告诉我们说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
The Lord Jesus said to Martha, 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 you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
这里告诉我们什么呢?
What does that tell us?
因着玛利亚第三十九节，她在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Mary was just sitting before the Lord Jesus' feet, listening to Jesus.
当我们要服事的时候
When we are serving,
你要知道主要什么
You must know what does the Lord want.
你要知道主什么时候要什么
And you need to know what he wants at certain time, at what time.
你知道他要你做什么
And you need to know what does he want you to do.
这里没有告诉我们主耶稣跟他讲了什么
？Here it did not tell us. It did not tell us what did the Lord Jesus say to Mary.
但是你这里告诉他，就是在耶稣脚前坐着听他道。
But it just say that Mary was sat. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
很多时候你看到吗？马大。没有听主讲什么，马大只是噼里啪跟主讲一大堆。你看看，你看看，我妹妹，我这么忙，不来帮我。
Martha did not, the Bible did not describe her as listening to the Lord. She was just running around doing things and then complaining to the Lord, say, look, look, look.
很多时候，你看看你跟主的关系，是不是你没有坐在主的脚前听主讲什么？你来到主的面前的时候，你噼啪啪啪一大堆话。
So have you discovered yourself is like that, that you have seldom sat at the Lord Jesus' feet to listen to Him speaking to you, but when you come before Him, you have lots of things to say, lots of things to do.
听主的话，才知道主要什么。
To hear the word of the Lord is to know what He wants you to do.
才能够带出合乎主心意的侍奉。
Then our serving will be after the Lord's own heart.
才能够心里不烦躁，不忙乱。
Then our heart will not be troubled. Our heart will not be worried about too many things.
他怎么知道主安葬的需要？
How did Mary know the burial needs of the Lord Jesus?
你知道主今天要什么吗？
So do you know what does the Lord want today?
你知道主要你为他做什么吗？
Do you know what does the Lord want you to do for him today?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you，
主要用你，主也要告诉你，但是我们没有去问他。
The Lord wants to use you， The Lord wants to tell youBut we did not go and ask him.
我们来到主的跟前，我们只是对他讲讲讲，我要这个，我要这个，我要这个，我祷告这个，祷告那个，祷告这个，告告这个，告告那个。
So we come before the Lord, we pray for this, we pray for that, Lord, we need this, Lord, we need that, Lord, look at him, and so forth, and complain about others.
主愿意把他心中最需要、最迫切的向我们倾诉。
The Lord wants to tell us what is deep in His heart, and He wants us to listen to Him.
当我们来到主跟前的时候，
So when we come before His presence,
主有没有向你说过什么话？
Did the Lord Jesus ever say anything to you?
可能是很简单的一个话，一个眼神，一个方向，叫你一生受用不尽。
Perhaps just a look, perhaps it's just a word, perhaps it's just a gesture that could have impacted your whole life.
你说，我怎么能够听到主告诉我他要什么呢？
And you say, well, how could I hear what the Lord said to me?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
主一直在那里寻找爱他、体贴他心意的人。
The Lord is always looking for people who love him, who are after his own heart.
当主责备以弗所教会的时候说他什么？他失去了那起初的爱。
When the Lord rebuked the church in Ephesus, they say that they have lost their first love.
英文就比较清楚，起初的爱并不光光是讲到时间是起初的，是讲到第一的 priority 里面的首先最宝贵的最好的那一个。
In Chinese, it means that the love which is at the beginning, but in English it's even clearer. It says about priority and where you place that priority and where you place that first love that you have for God.
主要他跟我们当中那个关系是没有任何间隔在其中的。
So the Lord wanted to have a relationship with you that has no hindrance between him and yourself. Nothing should separate us from the Lord.
历世历代有多少弟兄姊妹他们爱主追求主为主摆上。
So for the past centuries, there are so many brothers and sisters come to the Lord, they love the Lord, they're willing to lay down everything for the Lord.
到了他们年老
and when they are old,
你发现在他们生命里面不是苦而是充满了生命充满了美丽充满了感恩。
So when you come to the end of their life, what you discover that there are so much beauty, there are so much joy, there's so much peace in this life of the old saints.
有一次我在上海看到一个老姊妹。
One time I was in Shanghai and I saw an elderly sister.
她没有讲很多话。
She did not say a lot of things.
但是我在她身上就是碰到生命的感觉。
But when I met her, I touched life.
好像一个非常崇高的一个生命的香气在她身上。
As if there's a great aroma of a very precious life came from this sister.
她没有讲太多她的故事。
She did not share a lot about her own stories.
后来别的弟兄们就告诉我这是一个非常受人尊重的一个老姊妹。
And others brothers and sisters told me that this is a sister that was respected by many believers.
是个非常优秀而且很漂亮有才华的一个姊妹。
It's a very beautiful and very standout a sister.
她十四岁的时候主得着她。
When she was 14 years old, the Lord gained her.
然后她在主面前有一个祷告。
And she has a prayer before the Lord.
她说主你这么爱我我愿意把我一生最美好的献给你。
And she said to the Lord, Lord, you love me so much. I want to give you the most precious thing that I own.
我一生里面最美好的那一天我愿意完全给你。
Whatever is the most precious to me, I will give that to you.
在中国北方年轻小女孩在她们梦想里面最美好的那一天就是做花轿的那一天。
And in those northern countries, every little girl dream of that day when they were set on the carriage of marriage.
她那个时候她就决定她一生要献给主她不要家庭不要婚姻只要主。
So she had made the decision that day at 14 years old to give her whole life to the Lord that she will give away that day of marriage. She wanted to give her whole life as a single person to the Lord.
后来她是燕京大学毕业的。
And she was a graduate from Yanjing University, which is a great university.
追求读神学是非常可爱美丽那些男同学弟兄啊在他面前转啊转啊转啊很多人。
And she was so intelligent and so beautiful. There are so many male students, colleagues try to win her heart.
她一生就是在那面前专心服侍主。
But her heart was set in serving the Lord.
然后为了主的缘故在青海劳改厂过了二十几几年。
And for the Lord's sake, she was actually put into hard labor in Qinghai for over 20 years.
然后后来又到安徽那边待了很多年就是最艰苦的农场。
And she was later on spent many years in the farm area of Anhui, and which is very difficult time.
当我见到她的时候已经在上海很自由但是她经常还是回到安徽她以前劳改厂附近的那些聚会去看望弟兄姊妹帮助弟兄姊妹。
And even though she was a free person in Shanghai when I met her, she often traveled back to Anhui to all those areas where she served as a hard laborer and to encourage the brothers and sisters.
当我看到她的时候她没有讲很多的道理但是我里面就非常的受吸引非常的得供应得着鼓励。
And when I met her, she did not have to say a lot of things, but just spending time with her have encouraged me. I felt that there's something from her that really strengthened me.
因为她把最好的，她单一的献给主。
Because she has given her most precious life to the Lord.
我不是叫你们年轻姊妹不要结婚啊。
I'm not saying young sister don't think about marriage.
但是她把她就是这样，愿意她最好的，她完全献给主。
But to her, what she felt was the most precious to her, she is willingly give it to the Lord.
好像玛利亚，玉瓶打破那个香气，满了整个的房间。
Just like Mary has broken the alabaster box, and the perfume flowed out and filled the whole room with the aroma.
主说。你们到哪里传福音都要述说这个女人的事情。
And the Lord Jesus said, wherever you preach the gospel, you must mention the story of this woman.
当你把你的最好，把你的一切献给主的时候，
When you give your best, when you give your all to the Lord,
主是纪念你的。
The Lord will remember you.
主说那不可少的只有一件。
And the Lord say, what is needed is only one thing.
就是完全的奉献。
There is a complete offering of yourself.
就是把你最好的献给主。
To give your best to the Lord.
大卫在诗篇27篇第四节，那里也有一句话。
And David in Psalm 27:4 had this word.
主说不可少的，只有一件。
And the Lord say one thing is needed.
大卫也说，有一件事是他要求耶和华的。
And David also said one thing that he has desire.Of the Lord.
我仍要寻求。
And that he will seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
He said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
保罗
inquire in his temple.
也有一件事。
And Paul also had one thing.
在腓立比书第三章那里告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 3, he said that,
说弟兄们，我不是以为我已经得证了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
He said, brethren, I do not consider myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward towards the goal which are ahead.I press towards the goal for the prize of the outward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你心中有一件事吗？
So is there one thing in your heart?
或者你心中有很多的事情？
Or in your heart there are many, many things.
你是为很多的事情思虑烦扰？
Are you worried and troubled about many things?
但是它不可少的只有一件事。
But only one thing is needed.
大卫有一件事，
David has one thing.
他一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问他。
That he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life to behold the beauty of the Lord to inquire in his temple.
弟兄姊妹，今天神要的是一个单纯向着他的心。
So today what the Lord wanted is a heart which is pure for him, a singleness of heart.
今天神所要的是我们把那起初的爱，首先的爱，放在第一位的爱，单单交奠他的脚前。
And today the Lord wanted us to pour out our love to Him, the most important, the most precious to Him.
保罗说：“弟兄们，我不是以为我已经得着了。”
And Paul said, "I have not, yet count myself to have apprehended."
他说：“我只有一件事。”
But one thing I do.
就是忘记背后， 努力面前向着那一个标杆直跑。
He said, I forget what is in the past, I press forward to what is before me, running towards the goal.
要得着神从上面召我来得的奖赏。
For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你说啊、哦，我不要名，不要利，我不要奖赏。
Some brothers and sisters say, I do not want names, I do not want prophets, I do not want any good things.
你知道神的奖赏是什么吗？
But do you know what God can reward you with?
不是给你一个奖牌，不是给你一个钻石的、这个皇冠、黄金的，叫你压得头都抬不起来。
It's not giving you a medal. It's not giving you a crown that is so heavy that you can't even wear it.
我告诉他给你的是他自己。
What God has given you is Himself.
他完全要与你同住。
He wants to dwell together with you.
他要与你联合。
He wants to be united with you.
他要与你真正的完全在一起。
He wants to be with you all the time.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在地上。
Brothers and sisters, today we live on this earth.
我们为太多的事情，我们花了很多的精神、力气、思想、烦恼。
We worry and trouble and spend a lot of energy and time over many things.
但是我们对于最宝贵的事情，我们忘记了。
But concerning what is the most important, that one thing we've forgotten.
基督要成为你的一切。
Christ wants to be your all.
他是在一切的里面。
He should be in all things.
我记得，在新加坡的特会里面。
I remember once in the Singapore, conference.
那个康登弟兄讲道路，那一次的题目是道路、真理、生命，他讲到道路。
The theme of that conference is the way, the truth and the life, and Dana Congdon was responsible for the way.
他特别讲到十字架的道路。
Then he talked about the way of the cross.
他这个时候有一个讲法叫我很吃惊。
At that time, the way he put it was shocking to me.
他说这条十字架的道路啊，是越走越窄。
He said the way of the cross will become narrower as you walk on it.
他说这是十字架道路第一个性质，我完全接受。
He said that is the first nature of the way of the cross, which I accepted.
他说这个十字架道路还有第二个性质。
But then he said the way of the cross also have a second nature to it.
就是当你甘心乐意让主做你的一切，你跟随主走十字架道路，放下很多的东西。
But I say, if you're willing to rely on the Lord and willing to let go a lot of things as you walk with the Lord on this way of cross,
当你走到这条路窄到一个地步，就是耶稣那么宽，就是耶稣那么窄。
And when you come to the way that was so narrow, it's only as narrow as the Lord Himself.
然后第二个性质就 kick in, 就开始。
Then the second nature will kick in.
这条路呢，你越走越宽。
You discover that the way of the cross become wider and wider.
我一开始没有办法领会。
At first, I can't quite understand that.
十字架的道路要牺牲，我们是走窄路。我那个宽阔的门是走到灭亡的，怎么会越走越宽？他讲异端。
So we say, well, the Bible teaches that the way of the cross should be narrower, and the narrow is the way that lead to eternal life. Broad is the way that lead to destruction. How could he say the way of the cross become broader and broader?
但是我后来领会了。
But then I understood.
为什么我们今天觉得十字架的道路这么苦啊？
Why did we feel that the way of the cross is so bitter and so troublesome?
一直叫我们放下放下舍己舍己。
keep demanding us to let go, let go, deny ourselves and so forth.
是因为我们不甘心，不乐意跟随主。
That is because we are not willing to follow the Lord.
十字架的目的不是叫你受苦。
The way of the cross is not to cause you to have suffering.
十字架是要我们舍己，是要对付我们天然的生命，是我们需要放下。
The way of the cross is to deal with our old self so that we may lay it down.
但是当你甘心乐意放下你自己的时候，
And when you're willingly able to lay it down,
我们为什么觉得那么苦，是因为我们不肯死。
We felt that it was hard because we do not want to die.
因为我们还是爱这个爱那个，东张西望，我们不肯就是专一的仰望我们的主，我们不肯只有一件事。
Because we love this and we love that, we keep looking for this and looking for that, except for looking for the Lord, that one thing that should satisfy us.
当你甘心走十字架道路的时候，
But when you're willing finally to walk the way of the cross,
我再讲，十字架的目的不是叫你受苦。
I say it again, the way of the cross is not to cause you suffering.
而且十字架是舍己，当然是不舒服。
Yes, denying yourself is uncomfortable.
但是你可以最后不是苦苦的走这条路。
But in the end, you will not walk this way with much bitterness or suffering.
因为十字架的道路是要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
Because in the end, the way of the cross will bring us into glory.
当你甘心乐意舍己的时候，
When you are willing to lay down of your life,
当你甘心乐意走这条窄路的时候，
When you are willing to walk this narrow way,
当你甘心乐意，你就说就是主耶稣是我的道路。
When you decided that the Lord Jesus is my way,
你就会发现十字架道路第二个性质就开始了。
Then the second nature of that way of the cross will begin.
你就发现基督是一切。
You can discover that Jesus is all.
And in all. 基督是一切，你所要的一切都在他里面。
So you can discover that Jesus is all and in all, that all that you need is in him.
我不知道你们，我可能我讲的不够清楚。
So maybe what I say is not clear.
当你甘心乐意让耶稣真是做你生命的主，做你的一切的时候，
When you willingly letting the Lord Jesus be the Lord of your life, to be all that is in you,
你就发现你所要的一切都在基督里。
Then you suddenly discover that all that you ever need is in Jesus.
你在他以外，你没有什么东西想要。
So apart away from him, apart from him, there's nothing that you desire.
你感觉上这条路还窄吗？
So how can you say that this way is narrow anymore?
你感觉上你的一生还苦吗？
So will you feel that your life is bitter?
你想要的都在基督里。
Because at that time, you discovered that all that you ever need was in Christ.
你想美丽的、喜欢的、叫你得享用的，在基督以外没有味道的、没有意思的。
You discover that everything that is lovely,Everything that's enjoyable, everything that's wonderful, can only be found in Jesus. Apart from Jesus, everything else is tasteless.
Oh, 我才明白什么叫做基督是一切。
Then I understood what does it mean that Christ is all.
你要什么？
Whatever you want,
他都是。
He is.
他是。
He is.
现在
Now
不是到以后才是你的满足。
Not in eternity.
他是 I am 的神。
He is the God of I am.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
当你真正让他做你的主
，When you truly allowing him to be your Lord，
当你真正的知道在他以外别没有任何的良善，没有任何的好东西。
When you see that there's no good things is apart from the Lord，
他给你的是最好的。
Then whatever he has given you is the best，
他的旨意是最完美的。
His will is perfect，
他是你的生命，
he
他是你的一切。
Your life, your all，
他是昨日、今日到永远都不改变的那一位。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever。
弟兄姊妹
，So Lord, so brothers and sisters，
你觉得你这条路还窄吗
？Will you find that your way of the cross is still narrow？
你还觉得跟随主的路苦吗？
Will you still think that following the Lord is too bitter?
你还觉得你自己受委屈吗？
Do you feel that you are being taken advantage of?
你还觉得你失掉了很多东西，哎呀，别人玩的、吃的、去发疯的，我都没有份，很可怜。
Do you feel that you are in a very pitiful position because you cannot enjoy the world just like everybody else?
弟兄姊妹，基督是一切，又在一切的里面，他是我们的满足。
Brother and sister, Jesus Christ is all and in all. He is our satisfaction.
神一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面，我们在他里面也得了丰富。
All the fullness of God dwells in Christ bodily, and so will we be full in Him.
玛利亚，她选择了那上好的部分。
Mary has chosen the best part.
她的最好，她不可能再给别人。
Whatever is the best part means that cannot be given to anybody else.
她认识主不单只是要为他死，他也知道主要从死里复活。
She knew that not only the Lord Jesus is going to die for her, the Lord Jesus is going to resurrect.
在他的眼睛，在他的里面，他看到这位复活的基督。
So in her eyes, she can see the resurrection, the risen Lord.
有的弟兄们告诉我们，你在十字架跟前，到坟墓那里，好像没有看到这个玛利亚。
He said, before the cross, before the tomb, you did not see the Mary or Bethany.
他已经越过了死亡，看到了复活的基督。
Because he saw the Lord Jesus in his resurrection.
今天，你的主，复活的基督，在你生命里面，是活生生的，在你里面吗？
Today the Lord, the risen Lord, is he living in you，
这是能够吞灭一切的死亡。
Because he, if that's the case, he can swallow up all the
一切的眼泪，一切的伤心，一切的失望，不能够再影响我们。
All the tears, all the sorrows, all the disappointment cannot affect us.
我们就是愿意把我们所有的爱都浇奠在主的跟前。
That we can pour all of our love on the Lord.
主啊，我说我们在你以外，别无所求。
And we say to the Lord, Lord, apart from you, we have nothing else we need.
我愿意满足你的心。
That we may be pleasing to you after your own heart.
你的心意在教会的里面。
That your will is in the church.
我愿意把我的生命投身在教会的建造里面。
That I'm willing to involve myself in the building up of the church.
今天神的心意，神工作的关键是要得着我们。
So today, the heart desire of God, the key of His purpose is that He may gain us.
今天我们传福音是为了教会。
Today we preach the gospel for the church.
为了教会能够得着属灵建造的材料。
that the church may gain materials for its building.
今天我们在教会里面洗碗、做饭、服侍、看孩子，是为了教会能够长大成人，满有基督长成的圣量，在地上成为他的见证。
Today, we may be doing many things in the church, washing dishes, looking after children, doing cleaning. All these are for the building up of the body of Christ.
今天我们彼此相爱。
That we may learn to love one another.
今天我们奉献，我们把自己完全最好的给主。
That we learn to offer ourselves, we learn to give our best to the Lord.
是为了能够满足主的心。
So that we may satisfy His heart.
因为今天他要借着教会。叫天上执政掌权的得知他百般的智慧以至于他能够采爱
Because to the church today he wanted all principalities and powers in the air to know his manifold wisdom
今天你所做的可能是很小的事情
Perhaps what you're doing today are small things
今天你付的代价受的委屈可能是很小的一点事情
And perhaps the price you payThe bitterness you have endured could be a small matter.
但是你是为了他的名，为了他的缘故，为了他在地上要得着见证的缘故，你摆上的时候。
But you are willing to lay it down for him, for his testimony.
他数算。
Then he will count it.
他纪念。
He will remember it.
他要借着这样。更多的得着我们的心，得着我们的人。
And through that, he wants to gain our heart. He wants to gain us.
在我们当中，我们看到年长的弟兄姊妹。
Among us, we see elderly brothers and sisters.
他们身体非常的软弱。
Many of them, they have a weak physical body.
但是他们来到聚会里面，你看他们有一种满足的喜乐。
But when they come to the gathering of believers, they have this full joy, fullness of joy.
他们有可能尽量的参加每一个聚会。
They even try to go to every single meetings if they can.
人看来好像他们里面没有喜乐，没有满足，只有软弱，只有疾病。
Hourly, people look at them, they can't see joy, they can't see satisfaction, they saw sickness, they saw weaknesses of the physical body.
但是在他们的灵里面，甚至说可以说在他们的魂里面，是有满足的喜乐，因为他们只有一件事，就是神的旨意，神在他们身上是他们的一切。
But yet, in their spirit, and even in their soul, they have that fullness of joy from God, because to them, the purpose of God, it is all that they are seeking for.
这是主的见证。
This is the testimony of the Lord.
这是带给弟兄姊妹属灵的建造。
This is what brought together the spiritual building of the church.
这是一个满足主心意的人。
This is a man after God's own heart.
但愿主借着伯大尼的四个特别主拣选的平凡的人。
So I pray that through these four common people in Bethany, but chosen by God,
叫我们得着经历，叫我们愿意成为一个满足主心意的人。
That we may be encouraged by them, that we ourselves become people wanting to be after God's own heart.
我想我的话就停在这里。
My word will stop here.
好不好？我们请华强上来带我们做一个结束的祷告。
We ask our brother Jonathan to lead us in prayer to close.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow.
主耶稣，我们很感谢赞美你给我们今天晚上的话语。
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the word we received tonight.
主真的帮助我们做一个满足你心意的人。
Truly help us, Lord, to be people after your own heart.
主真的叫我们没有其他的事，只有一件事。
That we have no other things but one thing.
那是在你跟前来听你。
To sit before your feet and to hear you.
来听你心里头你所想要的。
To listen to you, to know what is in your heart.
来被你的爱所抓住，以致用能够们能够用学习用爱来满足你的心意。
To be captured by your love and in love that we may satisfy you in service.
主我们的口舌笨拙，但主啊，你叫我们的心真的能够完全的归给你。
Lord, our tongues may be stubborn, but yet, Lord, may our heart be willing to offer all to you.
主我们求圣灵把今天晚上的话不单只给我们听见，给我们感动。
May the Holy Spirit not only allow us to listen and to move us.
那叫我们在前面的日子里头，真的让圣灵给我们深深的深化这些话。
That in the days to come, that the Holy Spirit may make alive these words practically in our own life.
以致我们真的来学习走十字架的道路。
That we may walk, learn to walk the way of the cross.
走到一个地步，只有主耶稣。
And that we come to a state where only us and the Lord Jesus.
以致我们能够进到那个宽广之地。
That we can enter into that broad place.
我们经历你的喜乐，来跟从你。
That we may follow you and experience your joy.
结果子归荣耀给神。
To bear fruits, to bring glory to God.
不单指我们个人，乃是我们一起来将学习跟从。
Not only individually, but all of us together, corporately doing this.
也是在神的家，我们聚集，我们配搭，我们相爱。
In the house of God, we love one another, working with one another, partnership with one another to give glory to you.
因为你是配的。
For you are worthy.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray and thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.